And a warm welcome to Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by Elizabeth Gillies and me, Louise Wiles. And you likely know, in our podcast, we aim to be a companion for young people as they step out of school and into the world of work and study and help them thrive in new environments. And our podcasts are about that physical and emotional world of transition. So this week, we are replaying some of our Voices in Transition series, where we spoke to students about their experience of arriving and settling at university as a first-year student. And today, we speak to Toby. Now, this is a great lesson for students who are packing up and moving to university as I speak, and for parents, educators, counsellors and mentors who are supporting them in this transition. When Elizabeth spoke to Toby, he was just into Term 2 with all the newness of Term 1 behind him. So listen as Toby talks about the adjustment process, how he experienced it, especially as he began the experience a little disappointed that he hadn't gained his first choice for university. He also shares his tips for making the most of the first weeks at university and beyond. And while you're here, and before we get into this conversation, I want to share the exciting news that we have just launched our first online course, Thrive in Your First Weeks at University, a framework for adjusting and settling well. Designed to support first-year students to prepare well practically and emotionally for the first weeks and months of uni life. Starting university, moving away from home, making new friends and living independently for the first time can be an emotionally daunting experience, and understandably so. This course is structured around four modules, all designed to guide students through the ups and downs of the adjustment process, helping them to embrace change, arrive, adjust, settle, and ultimately thrive in their new lives. So if you find as a student that you are flip-flopping, understandably, around emotionally at the moment, and you want to get a handle on how to manage the highs and lows of this transition experience, then we suggest you take a look at the course. Go to successfulstudenttransitions.com/course offer. And there you can learn more about the course, its content, and the special offer we have waiting for you, available until September 30th. And if you're a parent listening, then why not consider buying this as a gift for your young adult? And if you're an educator, maybe this would be a helpful resource for your students. So that link again, successfulstudenttransitions.com/course offer. We look forward to supporting you as you embark on your exciting university adventure. You can also now go and discover more of the podcast episodes and offer grouped into the themes at successfulstudenttransitions.com. So why not go and take a look and see what is there that may be helpful in supporting you through this transition experience. So now on with the episode.
In this podcast, we're going to introduce you to Toby, a new student at university who has just finished his first term. Toby has lived in other countries, so has a wealth of transition experience. We'll be talking and reflecting on this current and ongoing transition. We want you to listen out for common experiences of transition that he articulates really well. He talks about his initial disappointment of not getting into his first choice of university and how he overcame and embraced making this university work for him. Of the quick transition into university life and learning to balance self-care and study. Like other moves he's experienced, he knows transition can be a roller coaster of ups and downs, and he has many strategies to make this new chapter enjoyable with other young people who are in the same boat. He views transition as a process. Listen out for him checking in with himself, noticing what he's doing well. And when listening to Toby's story, think about what resonates with you and what might help you thrive in your transition to university. Welcome to Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive. And I'm delighted to talk with someone
who's just gone off to university and they're now in their kind of finished their first term. So quite a newbie, aren't you, Toby? But I'm sure you're kind of settling in there. So we're going to talk with Toby about that transition to university and maybe if it's been like some other transitions. So let's kind of start there. So welcome, Toby. Thanks for joining and sharing kind of your expertise and your experiences. So that recent transition to university, you've been there for a term. How's it been?
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. And so it was quite a rollercoaster, to be honest, because initially, when I found out my university results, I was quite disappointed because I didn't get my first choice to offer, which was Exeter. And I had an insurance offer at the time from Swansea. And I wasn't very happy with that at the start. I was quite sort of devastated because I had my heart set on Exeter. But honestly, since I've been to Swansea, since I've had first term, I've found it very hard to find something negative to talk about. So in terms of the actual transition, it was overall, I'd say it went more or less as expected. It was quite easy, quite seamless. So my parents drove me down one weekend. They helped me move in. Then I met my flatmates on the day. And I think I got quite lucky with my flatmates, actually, because a lot of them are quite good friends of mine now. And I'm living with two of them next year as well. And yeah, so the first couple of days went very, very well. And we definitely did put ourselves out there a bit. We went to quite a few social events and things like that. And there were a few sort of surprises, I guess. And I think one of them was being at uni. It's quite a quick transition. You've got to grow up and sort of become an adult very quickly and like learn to take care of yourself. Especially if you're living in sort of self-catered halls and you have to learn how to cook, how to study, how to take care of yourself and like balance it all into one day, which can be quite a lot. And definitely at the start, it can be difficult for some making friends or figuring out who you want to spend your time with. But, you know, there's always that cliche where it's like you're all in the same boat, but it really is true. So yeah. you'll find your friends if it's not, could be during freshers, could be after. It really doesn't matter. But eventually you do get there.
Yeah. So it sounds like getting out there, kind of meeting people, doing stuff was really important to kind of make those connections. And yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And that's what I'd say to everyone going. You just have to put yourself out there. You have to, if there's something, an event you want to go to, someone you want to meet, something you want to do, absolutely do it. Because especially when it's the first couple of weeks, you don't have any lectures, then you can make the most of trying to meet people. And then obviously when lectures start, then you can start finding a balance between work and play.
Yeah. So you need both those things, don't you?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, because it's easy to swing too much to one side and do too much work and not enough social, too much social, not enough work. It's very easy to do that. So finding a balance is very, very key, I think.
How do you do that, Toby? Then how do you find that?
It's quite, yeah. I'm not sure if I found the optimal balance yet, but I like to.
You're finding it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still in the process. Yeah. I go to all the lectures I can, and make sure that I get everything, you know, all assignments done, and make sure I put those sort of on top of my priorities. And then after that's done, I make sure to give myself plenty of time to do the things that I really enjoy doing. So things like going to the gym. I met one of my best mates in the gym as well, and then I'm a big part of the Surf Society as well. So I think it's really key just to make time for things that you love doing, as well as putting all the effort you can into your course.
So finding some clubs and societies that are things that you want to pursue, some things that you're already good at. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you've got hobbies and which you're very passionate about, definitely continue them into university. Like I only started surfing sort of recently, but at Swansea, it's a great place to do it. So we went to an event on the first night and met some really, really good people there. And then we've been to almost all the events so far, and it's been really, really good, honestly. So definitely continue your passions into uni, because then you'll meet people with similar interests. And it's a great way to meet people.
It is. I think you're right. It's a great way to meet people with common interests. And one of the things that I sometimes kind of say to people is continue the things that you're good at and you like to do, but sometimes it's quite good to try something completely different.
Yeah, definitely.
I guess going to uni is completely different, where you've got to do all that balancing stuff, like you said. What do you think about that? Maybe not in the first term, or what?
Oh no, 100%. I said first term especially, because this is when you'll have the most time to you know, to try and, I think a lot of societies, what they do sort of taster events. So you can go to a few of their events for free, because eventually you do have to pay for societies. But whilst you have the opportunity, there are so many things you can do at uni. So if there's anything you wanted to try that's new, then yeah, definitely go for it as well, because it's really, really the best time to do it. Mm-hmm. And you won't regret it, because, I mean, you'll regret not doing it, but you'll never regret doing it, even if you don't like it. Yeah. It's always good to try it.
Yeah, that's a really nice perspective, you know. You don't want to be kind of like finish your third year and go, oh, God, I wish I'd done da-da-da.
Yeah. Yeah. But then even in third year, like, or even fourth year, you know, there are people who are starting out societies for the first time. They joined with us when we went to the first events, and they were like, oh yeah, we've never tried this before, thought I might try it now. And it's been great. Some of them are really good friends.
Right. So then you get to, that's a good point, isn't it? You get to meet people across the year groups as well. Don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cool. I know a little bit about how you've kind of moved in your life and lived in different places. And I'm just wondering about if this transition to university has been like other transitions that you've had in your life. I don't know if you want to say anything about that.
Yeah, okay. So, obviously, since I was quite young, we moved countries almost every 4 years or about that. And I'd say this transition to university, it was probably the easiest transition I've ever done. Like, for moving into different countries, right, it was our family going to a completely new place that didn't change. So, you know, you're meeting people who have already been friends for, you know, since they were born. So you've got to integrate into that friend group. But like I said before, like, moving to uni, you're all very similar age and you're all going through the exact same process. You're all in the same boat. So it's really, really easy to make friends. If you put yourself out there, then I'd say it definitely was the easy transition. I mean, it is a completely new chapter in your life, and it is daunting, it is scary, but it's also really, really exciting.
Yeah. And do you think, because it sounds to me like in those big moves with your family, when you've moved country, you had to adapt quite quickly to living in these new places. So then do you think that's helped you kind of go to university, that you've had these other big transitions in your life, Toby?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it definitely prepared me for it, because, I mean, I'm used to that sort of lifestyle of moving so much that I was sort of expecting another move in my head. So, I did. I ended up moving to another country again, even though it's just from England to Wales. It is really nice being in another country again, even though it's not a huge difference between from England. But it really, really helped me. I think I just knew what to expect when I moved in. So 100%, yes.
Yeah. And kind of what are the kind of things that, you know, then you've been through some kind of bigger transitions when you've been moving before. What do you think, do you have an idea about how you adapt in a transition? What are the things that help you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that it's not moving, like, sort of changing your life. Starting a new life is never a simple process. Like, people think it'll get better over time and it's sort of like steady progress, but it's not. It's an absolute roller coaster. You have up days, you have down days.
Nice.
And then it's a long process. So it can take different people different amounts of time to adapt to a new place. But yeah, you do eventually get used to it, and it's just, you have to take each day as it comes, because you can never know how long it'll take, or you never know how well you'll fit into a certain place. But over time, you learn to love it. It's just a long process.
Yeah, I like that. It's a roller coaster. You've got good days and kind of not so good days, or bad days, whatever you want to call them. And the good days are fine. Usually everybody kind of, nobody talks so much about, oh, I've had a great day today, but or maybe they do. But sometimes those kind of difficult days, those are the ones that they focus on. And something that I try and do a little bit about when people are going to university, say, let's plan for a difficult day, because like you said, you're going to have them. Do you know what you do in a difficult day when you'll be having a kind of hard day?
To be very honest, I've had very little difficult days. Like, it's been very, very good so far. But on the days where I was feeling a bit, this isn't going so well, then I just, like I said earlier, just keep on doing the things you love. So make sure you've got the chance to keep on doing things. Like, so for me, that's going to the gym, that's playing football, that's surfing, things like that, because I still had those sort of things I could always go back to, then, you know, I always had a chance to go and do something I loved.
Yeah. So something very active for you is really important.
Oh yeah, I think I'm big into sports. I think sports is so important in your life, and it's really, really great if you do one, because not only is it just really, really good for you, but also you can meet friends with similar interests. They're so much fun.
Yeah. And I think it's a really important thing, because other people will be listening to this, about knowing what transitions are like knowing there's ups and downs, knowing there's good days, knowing there's kind of sometimes tricky days. So you have to know that, and those kind of phases that, you know, we know that happens in transitions, kind of when you're entering into something, and how it's exhausting and you have to be quite busy and you have to be out there meeting people and everything. But also about knowing what helps you in a transition is really important. Mm. And it seems to me that you know what helps you then, Toby, you know, get active, meet people, you know, get out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I guess moving around so much has helped me like that, like I said. But yeah, I mean, it can be exhausting for sure, because, you know, your senses are going into overload. You're in a new place, meeting new people, doing new things. And it's like, if you need a couple of days just to relax at home in your accommodation, then that's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I kind of think in that first term, I don't know if you did it, but, you know, making time to connect with other people, maybe not in that setting. Mm-hmm. So it might be family, or it might be other friends from, you know, from your home, but just having a bit of something in the diary, because I know, come September, October, you know, it's still kind of, you know, still kind of the end of the summer, and then it gets dark, doesn't it? So I don't know if that was something you did, kind of made plans kind of to connect people or not.
Yeah. So obviously I did get very lucky with my flat, so it's always quite nice to be within my flat. But then also I have mates from other societies, and from sort of, you know, outside the flat on different campuses. Because in Swansea we have two campuses, right? So you have one that's sort of on the right side of town, and the other one's the left side of town. They are quite far away, but I do have a few friends from the other one, so it's nice to see them sometimes. And then also, I did talk to people from back home a little bit as well, because it feels quite weird, because it's like you're living a double life, right? You've got your life at home and then your life at uni. So it's nice to talk to your mates at home, see how they're doing, talk to your family as well. I talk to them about once a week. We did like a weekly FaceTime. That was good just to catch up with them, see how stuff is going.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And did you plan that before you went, Toby, that you'd connect with your family once a week? Or did it just happen?
Just sort of happened, really. I mean, I've been texting them, sort of showing them what I'm doing and saying, oh, this happened today, we did this. And then eventually we'd be like, oh, do you want to call and we can talk about it? And I was like, sure, let's do that.
Yeah. And sometimes it's getting there, you find, you know, the things that work for you. And so, you know, often parents want to kind of know all the things that are going on. So that kind of finding the right time to connect and stuff is you know, a useful and a good thing to do. Yeah,
I'd agree, definitely.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've made this transition quite kind of, I'm not going to say easily, but you've done it quite, you know, you seem to be doing it quite well, you know, Toby, so good for you. And my guess is other transitions and knowing a bit about transition has really kind of helped you.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of advice would you give to people? You know, there you were a little bit disappointed you didn't get to your first university and stuff. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to people about, you know, if they're in that similar situation or going off to that in that first term? Maybe you've said some things already about it, but what's your wisdom?
I think especially if you don't get into your first choice, bigger thing is just not to worry. Like, I know it feels really, really sort of terrible when, you know, you've got your heart set on uni, you've got your heart set on a course, and you just don't get it. It just doesn't feel fair, right? But it turned out, sort of, even though I didn't get into my first choice, I've had the time of my life at my insurance choice, and I would not change it for anything.
Right.
I think big sort of rule of thumb is wherever you go, you're going to have a great time as long as you make the most of it, because uni at the end of the day is what you make of it.
Yeah.
Because if you sit there and don't do anything, then you're not going to have a great time. But if you put yourself out there, if you do your best to meet people, have fun, then you will have a great time. And even if you don't get into your insurance choice either, you've got clearing. And then apart from, even further than that, I had a mate who went to a uni through clearing. Then he didn't enjoy that uni, joined a different uni next year. So he started first year again, and he's been loving it. So there are just so many options. If you don't get it, it's your first choice, and it's really not the end of the world. There are so many options that you can explore.
Yeah, and I think you're right. At the time, it can be a bit devastating, but it is a mindset thing. Okay, I've got my university now. Now I'm going to make the most of whatever I'm going to.
Definitely,
somebody once asked me which university did I thought was the best one in Britain, and I said the one that you're happy at.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, I don't think there is a best one. You know,
no. I mean, yeah. You can look at rankings and say, this is ranked the best for this subject. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be the best for everyone because, yes, you're going to be studying your degree there, but it's also going to be your home for at least 3 years.
Yeah.
So there's no point putting yourself at a uni that's the best or whatever if you're not going to enjoy yourself there, because that's, you know, giving away 3 years of your life to be miserable, and that's not worth it.
So some nice advice there about going to university. Just kind of go with it. Think about your mindset. Think about kind of looking after yourself, because it'll be really busy in those first weeks. Think about getting into a work-life balance. And I think you're right, Toby. It takes a bit of time. You're not going to get it first term even. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to sort of get it all together that works for you. Anything you wish you'd done differently?
Oh, that's a question. Yeah, it's honestly going to sound a bit cocky, but I think first time's gone so well, and I would not change much at all. If I could do it again, I'd probably go about it the same way. Maybe would have moved in earlier, came home later, or probably put Swansea as my first choice university, you know, something like that, because it's just gone so well. So honestly, I would not change. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. No.
Isn't that great? Have you been able to kind of congratulate yourself for doing so well in it then?
I mean, it didn't feel like that for a long time because of, obviously, it wasn't my first choice. Then I got there, I started studying, and then I sort of came to realize, hang on, I've made it to uni, I've got the course I wanted, and you know, I've met good friends. So I think maybe a month or two into first term, I was like, okay, I think I've done quite well so far. So I was feeling really, really happy most of the time there. But then sort of months in, I just felt, I've done quite well. I'm happy with myself here.
Yeah. And I really like that so much, Toby, because it's a little bit of a check-in with yourself. You know, those kind of days of meeting people and, you know, they're kind of stressful and doing stuff and being in all that new stuff. And then that little check-in with yourself, well, how am I doing? And see, kind of reflect a little bit. I'm here. I'm doing it. You know, I've made some friends. I'm getting on with things. You know, I'm going to my lectures and stuff. So I like that idea of checking in with yourself a lot, just to kind of be reflective about, I'm doing it. I'm here. And in a way, kind of congratulating yourself for the things that you're doing well. Sometimes, as we know, humans have this negative bias and we're forever looking at what we're not doing or, you know, what we think we should be doing. But if we can catch ourselves and think about, I'm doing this, I'm here, like just like you said, I think that's a really good kind of message to other people to look at what's positively happening. Yeah,
I think it can be easy to sort of get caught up and start thinking about the future too much as well, because I think a lot of people take uni sort of different. They do it in their own way, but what a lot of people think is that it's solely to get a job and then go further in life. But yeah, you can spend it. I think some people spend a little bit too much time just thinking about the future. And in terms of, you know, what this degree is going to do for me, is it going to get me a job? And yes, that's important. But at the same time, like, I think it's just the most important thing is to enjoy what you can in the present moment.
Yeah.
Because, it's honestly, if anyone's thinking about going to university and they're not sure, I'd say 100% do it because I've had the time of my life so far.
Yeah. And that harks back to something you said earlier, just take a day at a time, you know? Because I know sometimes people think, I'm going to be here 3 years, that's a long time. But actually, if you do it in a day at a time, you know, I know some people who maybe get a bit kind of frustrated or worried about, you know, the length of time that they might be there. But just doing it a day at a time, enjoying that day, thinking about your learning that day. It's a really good way. And before you know it, you'll have your, horrible to say it, but you'll have your degree done.
Yeah, not thinking about that right now.
No, and I think you're right, absolutely right. And, you know, I think maybe some people would be different, but I think it's another good bit of advice. You know, think about your learning, think about what you're doing, think about connecting with people, think about checking in with yourself about how you're doing, and that's going to make your time really, really good.
100%, couldn't agree anymore.
Yeah. Hey, Toby, I really enjoyed hearing about your successful transition to Swansea, and it sounds like it's been, you know, a good choice that you made.
Definitely, yeah. Thanks for having me for a chat, and I think it's been amazing so far. No complaints.
No complaints. And well, here's to the next two terms and the end of your first year. Enjoy it as much as your first term. Okay.
Oh yeah, I will.
Thank you very much, Toby.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We hope you have enjoyed this interview with Toby and felt his enthusiasm to make this time count and thrive at university in lots of different ways. You might also want to listen to the previous podcasts in the series, but especially podcast one, Beat the Transition Blues, where we talk more in depth about the nature of change, transition and adjustment, and why struggle can be part of the journey to grow knowledge and resilience. Podcast 3, Minding Your Mind, where we talk about the origin of common thoughts during times of transition, the what ifs and why they can sometimes be challenging and helpful in making good choices. Podcast 4, What Matters to You, where we talk about knowing our values and what's important to us can help us carry through the challenging times.
Thanks for listening. We hope that you've gained some helpful insights and tips to support you as you settle into your new life at university. Remember, it takes time to settle. Discomfort is part of the experience, and with time, everything will all become much more familiar and comfortable. Please reach out to your wellbeing centre or tutors if you feel you are struggling. There are plenty of resources at universities designed to support you in these early days, so don't be afraid to ask. Finally, take a look at the new course I mentioned, Thrive in Your First Weeks at University, a framework for adjusting and settling well. Go to successfulstudenttransitions.com/course offer. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another student interview. Meanwhile, take care. Bye-bye for now. The legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information in this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.